Okay, I'm very excited to have drafted Taylor Lewan from the University of Michigan. He was on a different level than the other guys on our board. My experience has been it's very difficult to find left tackles, and when you can get one, a guy that can play left tackle in the National Football League, you have to do it. And so we were very happy that he was still there.
A lot of people had him with the ranking tackles, a lot of different rankings. He had him three after Robinson and Matthews. Did you guys not have him three?
Do we not have him three? Well, I'll tell you what we did. We thought there were three left tackles in the draft that were obvious kind of left tackle type of guys. He was one of those three.
What's it mean for Michael?
You know, I think it means there's competition and that we are should be well taken care of at the tackle position now. Obviously, there are some pretty good rushers in our division, and that's pretty important.
What's an obvious left tackle?
Well, somebody with feet and athletic ability that can protect the blind side and handle the opposing rusher in a one-on-one situation.
That's played that position at a high level for a good college football team and had success doing it. So, and it's been consistent.
Potentially he's your right tackle this year, potentially he doesn't start.
What are we talking about, Lewan?
Yeah.
I think we get a chance to see that. I mean, that's what OTAs and training camp's all about. He's a versatile guy. I know that he's played left tackle, but you know what? Offensive line is an important position, and you can never have enough of those guys. So it's important. I'd say one thing. It's important to cross-train guys in that position, especially if you're only going to have seven active on game day. So we'll see where he fits.
But you see all three possibilities, starting at either or not starting?
You know what? If he earns it, he'll start. That really doesn't matter, Jim. I thought Michael played hard, but what's important is how he does in this system this year, because we're going to ask him to do some things maybe a little bit different schematically. And I'll say this about Michael. He has worked very hard in the mini camp, in the first 3 weeks, the 2 weeks of phase one, and the first week of phase two. And I've been very pleased with the leadership and the work that he's shown on the football field. So, you know, he's a good left tackle. I'm excited that he's our left tackle. There's nothing wrong with competition. There's nothing wrong with getting a good young tackle and finding out where he can play. And if he can play guard and contribute, or if, you know, we have to do that. Not to talk about other players, but I'm going to do it. We drafted DJ Fluker last year as a right tackle in San Diego, and he played left tackle for us in one game. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen in this league, and that's an important position. And with our quarterback situation, you know, that's one of the things that we felt like we had to solidify. And I'm very pleased that Rustin felt strongly about that, and I think it makes our football team better.
Rustin, did you talk that the report out that that Cleveland was one of the teams that tried to come up and acquire your pick. Mm-hmm. Were you ever close to making this sort of deal and bailing out to pick up extra picks?
We had some talks, but it just didn't quite work out, and sometimes that happens. But fortunately, we were able to get a good player.
Two guys right before your pick were guys at positions that you talked about and seemingly looked at. Any surprise there, the way those guys came off the board and developed on par?
Ebron.
That's your guy, too.
You know what? You know what? Those guys deserve it. They deserve to go where they went because they're extremely talented athletes, and with size, speed, they really have that whole package. So was it surprising that they went in those spots? No, not really.
How would you, I guess, suppose you guys describe Lewan as a player? Just a quick snapshot of what he'll bring on Sundays.
I think he's smart, athletic, and tough to the point that he has a nasty streak.
Good and, feet, yeah. Physical, finishes, intelligent.
Rustin, would you come into this draft sort of committed to continuing the evolution of the offensive line you started last year?
It is something that's been important to us and to me that we stay strong there. I think the game starts at the line of scrimmage, and that's something that, you know, we invested in it last year, and I think it's important that we keep that going. I've been in situations before where we let it go and we were comfortable with a certain player, a great player, and when we didn't have that player anymore and we didn't have a chance to replace him, a left tackle, then it can be very difficult to play the game, especially in the division we're in against the people we're going to play.
Where was that?
Seattle, Walter Jones.
Russ, this 4 years in a row that you guys now take an offensive player in the first round, is that just the way it's kind of fell? Or?
It's kind of the way it fell. I mean, we would have taken a defensive player there if that was the best player.
If Luan does end up starting, you're comfortable with Orr still making a lot of money then, I guess, as potentially a backup?
We'll just see. Yeah, I mean, I'm comfortable with Michael Orr. I'll say that much. I like Michael Orr, obviously.
Do you have enough ammo to get back in the first round tonight, or are you done with that? Is that a third round pick?
Yeah, I wouldn't expect us to get back in the first round, though.
Okay. Rustin Taylor's had some off the field issues.
Mm-hmm.
What address those?
We addressed those with Taylor. We addressed them prior to. Obviously, we talked about them even today, just to make sure. I feel pretty comfortable with where he is and who he is, and Taylor's a tough guy, but I feel pretty comfortable that we're going to get a solid guy here.
You said the other day that by the start of the draft you felt comfortable at least 8 of the first 10 mm-hmm. picks. Did it kind of go largely the way you expected?
A little bit, yeah, for the most part it did, but there were a couple in there that probably – I thought Taylor Lewan would go in the first, 8 picks, so – they go exactly as I thought.
He was here for a visit, didn't he?
Yes.
What happened in that and anything that kind of...
It wasn't very good. In fact, no. It was, it was a good visit. As a matter of fact, the other guys that you asked about came in here as well, and all three of those guys had good visits, and that's an important piece of what you try to do with that time. Yeah, that was a chance for us to talk with Taylor and find out some of these issues that was discussed previously, and we felt comfortable with him. We felt comfortable with where he was as a player. And I think the bottom line with this whole thing is he was the best player on the board, on our board, when it was our pick. And, that's when it's an offensive lineman, especially a left tackle, and he's the best player on your board, that's a pretty important thing.
Was it close? Was anybody that was close to him, or it was...
Well, we grade on levels, and he was on a different level.
Did anybody call asking about your pick for Manziel or anything like that?
No, nobody specified any picks who they were trading up for. If they wanted to trade.
If, let's say the one was gone with one of the other tacklers, and you were going to have to be Robinson and Matthews, would you have taken a tackle at 11 still, or did you have those three guys all in a bunch where –
Well, I think there were, like I said, I thought there were three guys that were legitimate, three starting left tackles in the league, and I guess those were the three.
Was Manziel a consideration in the
league before? We considered a lot of guys during that time. We just took the highest player.
Some people said, Rustin, that they would have liked to have seen a guy who was assured of making an immediate impact in the mm-hmm. first year. Is that ever a concern for you guys, whether he's going to make an immediate impact or whether you might have to?
Yeah, you'd love for him. You want him to make an immediate impact. You'd love for him to. I've been around guys that made immediate impacts and then didn't make much after that, and guys that have not made much impact and then had great careers. The key is that their impact is over the course of their career. And for me, at least, that's the way it is. You can go out and you can be rookie of the year and really just kind of have an average career. So it's important that it's somebody that can be long-term, and I think Taylor can do that.
Any surprises other than you said you expect him to go in the top 8? Any other surprises before you, first 10?
There's always surprises. I mean, there's you don't know exactly what every team's thinking, but every team does what's best for them.
Ken, you talk of him being a nasty guy. Do you want a nasty offensive line, or –
Well, I mean, yeah, Ken, go ahead. You say that. I'm rolling
right
now.
Yeah, he is. He's a good football player. We want good football players. That's the way we look at it.
Do you expect the offensive line of this team to be a tone-setting group and get a top yard at any time you need it?
I expected that before before today's draft. We talked about that as a group the other day. That's an important piece of your offense, the mentality of that group. And I certainly think Taylor fits that mentality.
Just gives you two out of three very young tackles for the future with Orr and Juan. And did that factor into the decision to, because of Bruce's situation, his age and things?
I think you always, in certain positions, you have to look ahead because they're premium positions. And really, that's what left tackle is, one of those positions. So one of those positions is difficult to find.
I think one of the things you got to look at, too, is, you know, what's, even if you just look at the last 2 years, you've got to be pretty high in the pecking order to get one of those guys. And we don't anticipate being very high in the draft going forward. So, you know, part of that's, you got to think about those kind of things.
Will he be in town tomorrow?
I believe so, yeah.
Preston, can you take a little bit of a look ahead to tomorrow and maybe some more of the needs that this team still looks to fill?
Yeah, I mean, we'll you know, we'll go into the second round with an open mind, and I think there'll be good players there. I think there's great value in that round. I think there's great value where we're picking in that round. Typically, there is. So, you know, I think we'll see what's there. Really, we have to let this whole first round play out and see where it goes. It's hard to predict right now.
Still want to try to make any kind of effort to get a third round pick, or do you see that being difficult?
You know, if the opportunity arises and somebody is interested, then it's something we would talk about, yeah.
Ken, now that Houston has Clowney and you're going to have to go against J.J. Watt and him twice a year, does this give you a little more peace of mind knowing you've got some additional depth now on the O-line?
I hope so. I mean, that's an important factor. I think Rustin said it. You know, we've got some pass rushers in this division. So that's one of the areas you gotta be able to make sure you've got some depth or you got some guys that can do it.
Rustin, why should fans be excited about taking a tackle here?
Oh, I think that, you know, it's almost like that left tackle position is almost like taking a skill position in the NFL. And you know, they're athletes. I mean, when you take a guy as big as he is that ran, what, 4.79, something like that?
Athletic.
I mean, that's amazing. You know, it really is. Physically, it's amazing. And to be able to do that. And so I think they'll enjoy watching him play. And probably the less his name is called, the more they'll like him. That's usually the way it is at that position.
Sir, Chance, well, one more for tomorrow. Chance at quarterback might play into things tomorrow, possibility?
We'll see. We'll just keep an open mind.
Was the play in the outback ball against Clowney, did that factor into the decision?
The play in the outback ball?
The play of Luan.
Oh, the play of the Luan in the outback ball? Yeah, he did a nice job that day. And you know, he's been against several good rushers and played well. So –